Hello, welcome back to Black Quartets and Film. I look back at the history of Black Quartet films, quartet singers that appear in motion pictures from 1927 to 1991. I am your host, Phil Beauchamp, and this week we're going to be looking at the films of the famous Ink Spots. Ink Spots first start doing their motion picture. The first film appearance was in 1935 in a movie short called What a Business. That quartet had the original lead singer of Jerry Daniels. Jerry Daniels left the quartet, and he was replaced by Bill Kenny. And the Ink Spots we're going to be featuring are Bill Kenny on lead, Irie Dick Watson, Charlie Fuqua, and Orval Hoppy Jones on bass. They made two film appearances in the early 40s, and the first film we're going to go look into is from 1941 called The Great American Broadcast. What you're going to be hearing now from the film is first you're going to hear them do a little bit of If I Didn't Care, which they sang live in the film. And then right after that, you're going to hear a song they did in the film called Alabama Bound. Now, the what you're going to be hearing is from a radio trailer for the film, which was aired on a program called Hollywood is on the Air. These were a promo for the film, and you got the Alabama Bound number you're going to be hearing is from the actual motion picture. Then right after that, you're going to be hearing I Got a Bone to Pick with You. Now, what you're going to be hearing is from the actual recording disc that was made at 20th Century Fox Studio. The singers will basically record their musical track on a disc, and then when they do the filming of the movie, they basically lip sync to the recorded disc. And this comes from the actual recording disc from 20th Century Fox Studios. Some collector got a hold of it somehow, and I'm glad for that. And right after that, also from the original recording disc from the film, The Great American Broadcast, you hear the Ink Spots backing up Alice Faye and John Payne, who are the two of the stars in the film, on a song called Where You Are. So from 1941, from the film Great American Broadcast, here are the Ink Spots.
Included in the long list of specialty artists presented in the Great American Broadcast are the famous radio and recording stars, the Four Ink Spots. Here they are with one of the old but ever popular favorites that they do in the picture, Alabama Bound.
I'm Alabama bound, wow, wow, my hometown, wow, wow, man on earth, all I'm worth. To put my duckies in an upper berth, to hear that choo-choo sound. Wow, wow, my hometown. Wow, wow, all the soul, world will know. I'm Alabama bound.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow.
The way that you've been teasing, I've been plenty burned. Love is out of season, as far as I'm concerned. You have brought me sleepless nights, and oh, such lonely days. If you don't want to lose me, better mend your ways.
I've got a bone to pick with you, for the way you've always picked on me. And
and acting so indifferently. Now why can't you be sweet? Do I deserve such treatment?
I got a bone to pick with you for the many, many things you do. Now when we Central Parkin' on a moonlit night, I pick a bench, you pick a fight.
Fun is fun, but baby, you know that ain't right. That's no way to pick on me.
Yeah,
yes, 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 yes. Oh, you dirty dog, yeah.
I got a bone to pick with you a little bit.
What did I done?
Done, the way you always picking on me.
I don't bother you.
That's the trouble, trying to act so indifferently.
Stop talking them big words.
How come you can't be sweet?
What you mean?
Do I deserve that kind of treatment?
I'll be sweet, sugar.
I reiterate, I got a bone to pick.
Now, ain't that a shame, that's
about all them little meanie things you've been for.
I stay home every night.
Yeah, but with who? Treat you right and you just won't play fair.
You can't prove that.
Better watch yourself.
What you mean?
You're liable to get the air.
Yeah.
You know how you're going to end
how's
up
that?
In a rocking chair.
Oh, the way you pick. Oh, you make me sick. It's a dirty trick, the way you pick on me.
Stop picking, woman.
I ain't doing nothing.
Where you are, that's where I want you to be. Oh, where you are is paradise for me. When you are near, my world is in its glory. When you're away, well, that's another story. Oh, darling, where you are becomes my treasure isle, for my lucky star is hiding in your smile. If you should ever leave me, then should you find you care, just tell me where you are, and I'll be there. Where you are, that's where I want to be. Oh, where you are is paradise for me.
When you are near, my world is in its glory. But when you're away, well,
that's another story. Oh, darling, wherever you are, becomes my treasure isle. For my lucky star is hiding in your smile.
If you should ever leave me,
then should you find just tell me where you are. And I'll be there.
Where you are. The Inkbox backing up Alice Faye and John Payne, and that number from the film, The Great American Broadcast, from the year 1941. And before that, I got a bone to pick with you. And before that, from a radio promo trailer for a radio podcast promoting the film, you heard the Inkbox doing Alabama Bound. The next film we're going to be going to is the Albert Costello movie, Pardon My Soran, for 1942. I want to read you something. This is from the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper, dated April 18th, 1942. The headlines read, Inkies get $20,000 for nine days work in film. And this is what it said. The Inkbox had just returned from Hollywood, where they completed shooting scenes in the new Abbott Costello picture, Pardon My Soran. They received $20,000 for 9 days' work. $20,000 sounds reasonable to me because Dee Watson wrote a book called The Story of the Ink Spots. I have not read the book, but I have heard that he said that they got $150,000 for the film. And I believe that Dee Watson was stretching the truth a bit. Now, if the Ink Spots got $20,000 for the film parents for doing 9 day works on it. Now, if they got the job from Gale Agency, which was the booking agency, then out of that $20,000, the Ink Spots will probably only get $1,000, because that's how Gale Agency works back then. Talked to Ariel Medano, who was the valet for the Ink Spot and later became their bass singer, and told me that's how Gale Agency works. So that means that out of $20,000, Gale Agency gets $19,000 for what they did. Make a few phone calls. That's why they deserve $19,000. Well, I don't think that right, but that's the business back then. Let's get to the film. What you're going to be hearing is also from the original recording disc from Universal Studio. Basically, this collector got a hold of the these discs. I don't know how, but he managed to get it. But you're going to be hearing from the actual recording disc that the Ink Spot did for Universal, Do I Worry, and follow that up with Shout, Butter, Shout. Now, in the film appearance, the Shout, Butter, Shout, they have a long musical bridge for the tap dancer Tip, Tap, and Toe. I was originally going to play the Shout, Butter, Shout without the Tip, Tap, Toe dancing, but until I found this copy of this original recording disc. So you're going to hear Shout, Butter, Shout with the long musical bridge. So from 1942, from the Abbott Costello movie, Pardon My Chiron, here are the Ink Spots with Do I Worry.
Do I worry, 'cause you're stepping out? Do I worry, 'cause you've got me in doubt? Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazines? Am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Do I worry when the ice man calls? Do I worry if Niagara falls? Though you treat me just like dirt, think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when you're sitting in somebody else's lap? Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? When all our evenings end, 'cause you got a sick friend that needs you, do I worry? Honey, you know doggone well I do.
Now am I frantic 'cause we've lost the spark? Is there panic when it starts turning dark? And when evening shadows creep, do I lose any sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Yes, yes.
brothers.
Yes.
And sisters.
Hallelujah.
We all get a jazz to strike.
Yes, Elder. Yes, Elder.
To have one of them good old jam sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Dishing out some solid jazz. Now I want all you hip cats and jitterbugs.
Yes, yes.
Come on up here and get in the groove.
Glory, glory, glory.
Cause when that rhythm hits you,
then what do we
do? Son, that's the time to move.
Stand up and shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that rhythm hits you, shout, brother, shout. Don't be afraid. Don't hang your head. Stand up and shout, brother, shout, brother, shout.
Hallelujah!
Hey, when you get that feeling running down your spine, that's that good old rhythm. It'll drive you out of your mind. Shout, brother, shout. You'll soon find out you will be happy if you shout, brother, shout.
Shout, brother, shout from the original Universal recording disc that was Limp Sync from the Ink Spots in the movie Pardon My Soran. And before that, you heard Do I Worry. And it's so great to hear this nice, these recording discs are nice and clear. I'm going to have now two bonus recordings, and it has to do with the film Pardon My Soran. When they are doing the 9 days of work for Universal, they recorded actually 4 songs for the studio. Beside the Do I Worry and Shout, Brother Shout, they also did Java Jive and Someone Rocking My Dreamboat. And what you're going to be hearing is the actual recording disc from Universal Studios of the 2 songs that would have been in the film had they used it, but they didn't. We just got the Do I Worry and Shout, Brother Shout. we're not going to be hearing from the original recording disc of Java Jive and Someone Rocking My Dreamboat. So this is a bonus material. Like I said, they weren't used in the film. They could have been used in the film, but they didn't. So from 1942, these are the Ink Spots original soundtrack recording for the film, Part of My Surround, but not used. Let's go with Java Jive.
Yes, yes. Give me some Java.
I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A gova, 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 boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. A wolf's Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. I shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A gov, a gov, a gov, a gov, a gov. Ooh, throw me a slug from the wonderful mug. And I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. Slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one, wait a percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. A coffee and tea and the Java and me. A gov, a gov, a gov, a gov, a gov. Ooh, the Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, a cabbage and greens. I'm not keen up on a bean, unless it is a cheese soybean. Boy! I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. The coffee and the tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. I whoops, I miss the moto, I'm a coffee pot. I shoot me the pot and I'll pull me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup. Ooh, slip me the slug from the wonderful mug. And I'll cut a rug until I'm snug in the jug. Drop some Java in the pot, Joe. Take them a slow.
Waiter, waiter,
percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me.
Coffee and tea and the Java and me.
Hey, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream. We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly, something went wrong. Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream. It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Ah, but who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone. Someone's rocking my dream boat. I'm captain without any crew, but with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone's rocking my dream boat. Someone's invading my dream.
We were sailing along, so peaceful and calm. Suddenly, something went wrong.
Someone's rocking my dream boat, disturbing a beautiful dream.
It's a mystery to me, this mutiny at sea. Ah, but who can it be? A friendly breeze gave us a start to a paradise of our own. All at once a storm blew us apart and left me drifting alone.
Someone's rocking my dreamboat. I'm captain without any crew.
But with love as my guide, I'll follow the tide. I'll keep sailing till I find you.
Someone Rocking My Dream Boat, before that Jabba Jive. Recorded for the film Part of My Saran, but was not used. Those are the ink spots. This is was part one of a two-part show on the ink spots film appearance. So I hope you'll be for our next show, where we continue on with the Ink Spots film. So I'll see you next time.